Welcome back to Signals on 91.3, and this morning we'll go straight to a conversation. It's a new year. What are we expecting? Last week, Saturday, before I had to break and step out, and thank you, Olaoluwa, for doing a wonderful job. We're looking towards this new year for a lot of things, right? Everybody knows what they're looking for. You know that you're looking for from me. Let's look for peace of mind. Well, I have with me the manager. You're standing. They've caught the bug. Is the managing partner of managing partner of Sigma 5, a photography and marketing agency that works with top and upcoming photographers and a number of major clients in and outside Nigeria. He's worked in both public and private sectors spanning 2 decades, of which 14 of those years were in photography industry, and he has worked with the likes of the Kelechi Amadi and Mania magazine. Well, quickly down, is he brings to this platform years of experience in the photography environment, working for outfits that have recorded great feats as a team player and an innovator over the years. Having a proactive approach as an individual, is hunger for growth while working in establishments and organizations has helped him as an entrepreneur today. I have with me Richard Eko. I got that Eko well, Abi.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So
awesome.
This morning we're looking at clicks and capture. I really don't know what Shimlore was thinking about, but when we looked at the profile, we're like, okay, clicks, capture. And what has really reigned in the last couple of years is everybody with a camera on. It's a click.
Yeah.
We're capturing images, we're capturing memories, we're capturing everything that is capturable. Now you have become, it has gone to the point where everyone has become a citizen's journalist. Yeah, we're wondering.
Yeah.
It's so funny how you go out for events.
Yeah.
Or you're in your neighborhood,
yeah.
Somebody's taking a video of you. Now, what are your thoughts in the recent times?
Well, the truth about it,
because it's almost as if photography came back again. The studios are back again.
The truth is, it all boils down to the eye. How trained is the eye? How trained is the eye? Everybody has an eye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your first camera is your eye. You know?
Okay.
You know, your lens, would I say, is your retina or your pupil. You know? The biology of it, I have forgotten.
It's all right. It's,
yeah.
But at least we can see. And
so it's the eye. It's how trained is the eye. There are different things when it comes to an image. Color, angle, depth of field. There are many things to look at, you know. But from a common man's perspective, to improve, how do you see? Other people see differently. Like the good book says, seest thou what?
A diligent man.
Thank you.
In the past, we had this time where you would go to, if you want to do bag days, you have to go to the studio.
Yes.
What has changed? What changed then from the old studios to now where we have everyone is? What changed?
Well, what changed? Nothing really changed as far as I'm concerned.
Did photography ever go away?
Photography, to an extent, has exploded.
Yes, it has.
But you see, your knowledge of yesterday enables you to know what to do tomorrow. That was said by Mark Twain. Something that stuck in my head for a long time. So, but because we don't have regard for yesterday, we can't put value on today and tomorrow. Now imagine an image of your great-grandfather.
Years ago.
To see that picture now is a problem.
It is.
But imagine how expensive, how valuable that image is.
I got you.
We as a people do not understand the relevance of who we are. First of all, we do not understand the importance of who we are. And when you don't document history, you're lost.
But here's the thing, right? What's the difference between documenting the history of those times and now? Because this, whatever memories and whatever images we are making now are memories for tomorrow. Yes, we can't still document our history properly.
Well, there is the area of neglect. We have, like my very close partner this morning talked to me about neglect. We have a way of neglecting what is most important, thinking that what is far from us that we're trying to reach is more important than what is closest to us.
Okay.
I will tell you one thing of a truth. Africa's richest point of view is Africa itself. Our culture, our scenery, our behavior, our mannerism, that is what is rich. Because the world does not know it. You understand me? Unsaturated. So the world hasn't seen who we are yet. When you show them a picture of who we are, they want to buy into it. Why? Because it hasn't been seen. Their culture is oversaturated.
So ours is still untapped.
Ours is still untapped. But we don't even value what we have.
Hey, see finish. I want to see finish.
Thank you. See finish. You get what I mean?
Yes.
So that's the challenge we have here. If you don't value what you have, you cannot show how glamorous you are.
So when you see a camera, what comes to mind for you?
A tool.
Okay.
The most important thing is actually the eye, and then the mind behind the eye.
Hmm.
That's why people see differently. You know, someone could see a stone. Okay, imagine someone asking me for a picture of a stone. It happened to me last year.
Why? Stone, like stone.
A rock.
Like small stone, yes. Outside.
Yes, a curator, a Portuguese curator asked me for that.
Why?
She said she was putting together a manual on stones, leaves, and I think cowries. So I talked to a photographer that I knew, had a picture of a stone somewhere in Oyo State. I think I will get it. There's a hanging lake.
I go away. Yeah.
Sorry, forgive me for that.
No, it's all right.
I go away. So, and they place it at the value. She was paid in euros for that. She was given credit because of that picture. But the people now go away. Do they regard?
No, them? No.
The people in Lagos that come for Lagos go away. Do they care about the place?
No.
How many times do they go there? Have we made it a tourist attraction? Are we generating income from it? I mean, those are the things. Huh?
Like a stone. So if photographers are gathered together, what are the conversations? Give us a peep into the conversations around photographers and what they see.
Okay, what we are telling photographers now, because I am more of a visual business consultant.
Okay.
What me and my senior colleagues are telling photographers is this. First of all, see yourself as an artist.
Okay.
An artist is a person who doesn't wait for work.
It goes for the work.
It creates work. So, what are you doing when you're not being commissioned by a client? I have a quote which I usually use. I say, uncommissioned work brings commissioned work. Because what you're creating on your own, you're putting your heart into it. And when a client sees it, he sees how his brand could resonate with that direction in which you're going.
Mm.
So those are the things. There's no such thing as there's no work. There's always work. I was speaking to a photographer who is in his 60s yesterday. And when he was telling me in the morning, I was a bit shocked and a little ashamed of myself.
Why?
He said he was going to go and take a picture of a masquerade that emerges from the waters.
In Nigeria.
In Nigeria, in Lagos State.
And a 60-something-year-old man.
60-something-year-old man. And he comes. It ended yesterday. So he said the masquerade comes out of the water every 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
You can imagine.
So we have a lot of stories to tell, but we're not telling it yet.
We don't even know our stories.
Oh, that's touching my heart.
Yeah.
So, for emerging photographers, now everybody that has a phone obviously has a camera,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What's the difference between the people that have their phone cameras and that camera, all those expensive tools?
Well, let me put it this way quickly. First things first, because everybody has a camera, at least some people can be proud of their children wanting to be photographers tomorrow.
Okay, so yeah, that's cultural
one.
Change.
Thank you. That's one. Two, the difference between a camera and a phone, I'll still go back to, is the mind of the person behind the camera.
So what I'm asking is, so that for some people they say, oh, I don't have a camera, I only have a phone, and you called camera as a tool.
Yes.
So that they know that at least even with my phone. Yes. But some will say that I don't have a good phone.
Yes.
There was a craze of iPhone. Everybody was getting an iPhone because it takes good pictures. Yes. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the truth is this. First things first, you need to train your mind.
Train your mind?
Get some training.
Okay.
You may not have the tool. Let that not deprive you of what you want to do.
Okay.
Train your mind. Go on the internet. Learn how to take pictures. Angles, closeness, you name it. Learn how to take pictures from people who are taking good pictures. Then, in terms of equipment, it depends on this, the genre of photography you want to go to or film you want to go into, you know?
Okay.
There are different genres. There's portrait, there's portraiture, there's events and all that. It depends on where you want to go. When you find the area you want to step into, then I won't... You see, buying a camera is expensive.
It is.
I won't tell you...
Drones are expensive. Somebody just...
A drone is very expensive. I won't say go and buy a brand new camera. But there are ways of getting cameras. There are second-hand cameras. First, you start with that. If you can't afford a brand new camera, use your second-hand camera to generate money to buy the brand new camera. Start from somewhere. And then if photography is your craze and you don't have the funds, I can honestly tell you now, get another job that will fuel this passion of yours.
Richard is very, very... He's a realist this morning. Like... Because, but you know that you've had people, you've met people who are like, no, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
Now, educate us on the different genre of, you said portrait, portraiture.
Yeah.
That is events. And all we see a lot of times is events and birthdays and all of that. Are there apart from that, what other genre of pictures?
Okay. There are different ones. There's
I know that is documentary.
Underwater, photography.
Is anybody doing underwater? Nigerian photographer?
Some Nigerians are doing it.
Underwater?
Yeah, I've seen a few. I've seen someone that's into wildlife.
Okay.
I'm actually talking with someone, doing something with something with someone in that direction. The challenge we're having here is that...
We focus on one part?
People are just running to the general side instead of creating a niche.
For themselves.
You know? When you create a niche for yourself, when clients come, they'll come for that niche, but they'll still ask for the general parts that people do. They'll ask you, with all respect, do you still do
that
and all that? So for me, I would tell anybody who's starting, yes, get general knowledge, but find your niche. There must be something you really, really love.
Someone is listening and saying, the niche, would they pay me? Because you're also looking at the market. You're also looking at the Nigerian market. You just told us about somebody who bought a stone. A picture of a stone.
Yes.
Because of their cultural, where the person is coming from. For us here, how many people would really want a picture of a stone? And
that's why we haven't specialized yet in Nigeria.
Okay.
If you go to the advanced countries, you will see someone who just takes pictures of bottles. Doesn't do
if you're if you're taking pictures of bottles in Nigeria, Nigerian players are wondering that
there's something wrong with you.
Mm.
But I can tell you there are countries that they wait for Nigerian work to come there. I know a photographer that went to that country in Europe, asked to be taught to shoot bottles. They said, no, they can't teach her.
Why?
He said, if we teach you, work will stop coming from Nigeria.
So, I think we need to look at Nigeria differently.
Yes.
So, if we're not doing documentary or wildlife or underwater, if we're not doing funeral portraits, studio, all those happy, happy things, what other genre... Okay. Of pictures.
For me, I...
Because you're talking about having a niche.
Yes.
Right? And for someone who's saying, okay, you've talked about taking pictures of a stone, of bottles,
yes.
Mics, what else again? Yes.
A picture, okay. Let's say, okay, let me give you a random one. Take a picture of your village.
And I think there's some people beginning to do festival, that also festival pictures.
Mm. Images like that will at least unite your people. Because Nigeria needs a lot of unity now.
True that.
Different places. So take a picture of your village, even if it's with your phone. Start from there. At all, nine bad pass.
Like, so don't just be idle.
Yes.
A signals on 91.3. We're discussing clicks and capture with Richard Eko. And
I said that because of that little child or that teenager that might be in Ikorodu or
wandering
one place. It could be in Nasarawa, it could be in Borno here, listening to this. Take a picture of where you come from. Find the highest point that is safe for you to take a picture. And you can take the picture around between 5 and 6.
In the morning?
Between when the day is about to break, then when the sun is about to set in the evening, say around 5 to 7.
Mm.
At that point where you see the yellow lights or blue, take it then.
Okay, now speaking of timing, we have now led us into timing. What are the... So I'm at an event. Are there times to take pictures? Because you talked about the mind and the eye. Are there times to take pictures?
Well, I'll look at it from two angles.
For someone who has an iPhone, full camera.
There are two ways to go about it. First things first is, most people bring out the best in their looks when they don't notice you're taking a picture of them.
Okay.
Some other people take pictures when they notice. They know you're taking a picture of them. Mm-hmm. But when the best way actually is to take permission to take a picture.
Okay, good.
You know, because
ethics.
Be respectful.
I want to take your picture.
Can I take a picture of you? That kind of thing.
Ah.
You know why? You may never have the chance when you take the picture. But you see, you know in Nigeria, people are very, very itchy. Why you take my picture?
Call your camera.
Uh-huh. And let's not talk about those issues or when you're on Lagos Island. Oh, me that.
Yes, the boys.
You know, stuff like that.
So how then have you come across wanting to take pictures on the island and then our boys are around that?
That's why I said it now. They collect the money.
How then do we educate them that this is for their benefit?
Well, I've only seen one person that has succeeded. He found the Olorioko, or the main guy.
Guys.
And told the guy to bring 200 area boys. And then got this American Nigerian superstar to stand in the middle with a model. And he had them shouting, you know? And it was for a brand, you know? So he's the only one I've seen succeed. With him also, we went to the island to go and do a shoot. There was this guy, I'm not mentioning his name, that's offered for us to do shoots and then he'll pay us. We knew he wasn't going to pay. You know, we took advantage of it because it's hard to get those pictures on the island taken properly. So we went there, we took the pictures, he provided security. When we see area boys, we say, are you an area boy? He said, no, we're not an area boy. You know, he starts showing us things he's selling and all that. So that's the only guy that I've seen that has
been able to understand the market.
Understand how to get it. Because if you get pictures on the Lagos Island, they are rare. Very good pictures, they are rare.
Ha.
Okay. Someone is already, even someone dressed up like a normal person is asking you, oh, with that.
How much more when they see? And you know, the moment the camera lights are on, there's friction. I know that when I go for events and I just managed to go for those events and they're taking, I'm like, please, because I'm already camera shy. No. Now, this is 2024. What do you expect to see in the photography industry?
Okay, we actually had something in December with a camera brand, and it touched on the pain points that photographers and image makers go through. The honest truth is, you have to come to reality. The profession is not cheap.
It is expensive. Those drones are mightily.
It is crazy cost-wise. So, to make a profit, you have to check whether you are making a profit or a loss. You can be making a loss when you think you're making a profit. So be realistic with yourself. There's some clients that are not going to be your clients anymore. Because of your bills, you know?
The bills are not billing.
Well, let's not forget, I said,
uncommissioned work brings commissioned work.
So there are works you go and do. Because in uncommissioned work, you hone your skills. You find new things that you never knew that you can use for commissioned work. So, strategize on what is uncommissioned and what is commissioned.
That leads me to the marketing aspect of photography. How do you identify? Given your extensive experience, how do you navigate the ever-evolving landscape of marketing and photography to stay competitive?
Well,
there's one thing to take pictures, there's another thing to market it.
Well, the best way to show yourself is your niche.
Not general.
Your niche should come first.
Okay.
Then your general will follow. Because you can't count. You know how many photographers are in this country?
Yeah, what?
There are more than 10,000, 12,000. In fact.
Did you say 10,000?
In Kano alone, the head of photographers told me he had more than 5,000 photographers.
5,000?
Registered.
In Kano?
In Kano capital. Not even...
We're not even saying...
Yes. Alone. And 98% of them use one particular brand.
Ha.
So let's not talk about 36 states.
No.
And you have three categories. hobbyists, enthusiasts, and professionals.
So, which is more, the professionals or the hobbyists? Not enthusiasts, though. People that just want for hobby.
The hobbyists are the people that are using their phone up.
Yes, all of us are. All of us are hobbyists.
They still have a enthusiasts. Percentage of those who are carrying cameras who are still hobbyists. Then the enthusiasts are those ones who are incredibly overwhelmed, are shooting, creating portfolio, but it's not their mainstay. It's not their bread and butter. The professionals are the ones that this is what takes care of them.
Wow. So, let's say an image now, because so part of my head is, so we're taking pictures. Yeah. Where's the money? Where's the money trail?
Well, first things first, if you think
because of, so let's just leave those ones that you want to go and cover their wedding, they will not pay you your money. Let's leave all of those ones. Right? Those ones okay. are. Let's leave that aside. Let's look at mainstream photography yeah. with pictures, with images that you need to sell, and you've talked about niche, and
okay,
when is the money going to come?
First things first. You have to work on the psyche of the photographer. Okay. The photographer should not see himself as a photographer first.
But should a business?
See himself as an artist.
An artist, okay. So an artist. So if I see, okay, an artist.
Very few photographers are doing the 360 thing when it comes to business from a marketing perspective.
Okay.
What do I mean? I'll give an example.
Mm-hmm.
How many photographers do you know that have exhibited their works?
Apart from Kelechi. I know of Kelechi. I don't know.
There are number of others I know.
No.
But how many of them understand how to sell their works through exhibitions? One.
Okay.
How many of them know how to make connects to sell their works outside the country or outside the continent? And you know, foreign exchange right now is key.
Yes.
So if you are able to create that, but to be able to create that, you have to create a personality. You have to create a brand. You have to create a name. Because anybody who is going to buy your work
must know you have a name.
Yes. Will buy your talent and your brand equity.
That's the process.
Are you getting me?
Yes.
And it is not a flash in the pan. Not like what these young people want to do now.
Mm-mm.
You have to build it. It doesn't just happen overnight.
So how much... Just humor me. Pause first. It signals on item 1.3. We're discussing clicks and capture with Richard Eko. If you have questions or comments, you can send us a WhatsApp message on 0809-234-5913 or call us 0809-191-3913. Clicks and capture. How much does an image cost?
Okay.
What's the highest?
Let me give you an example.
Or the lowest anyway.
Nigeria. I know Elton John has... one of Paul Jekere's works.
Say that again.
Elton John has Paul Jekere's work.
Paul Jekere. Okay.
Late Paul Jekere.
Elton John. That must have been.
And you know what Paul Jekere's works are mainly? Women's hair. Plaited.
Those all back.
The things we don't have regard for. All back, chuku, all those pictures.
That's what he has.
Yes.
That must have been a ton of money. So, okay, so how much?
From what I can see from a mathematical point of view,
dollars.
Give and take, I would say it's like £50,000 or $50,000 now.
Of those works?
Yes, for one.
For one?
Yes. And then there's also the aspect of a limited edition.
Okay, so after these pictures, we're not taking any other pictures?
Yes, you just have like five to ten in a certain size. The first one which you sell probably could go for $5,000. I mean, say it's Paul Jekere's work, could go for $10,000. The second one will go for $15,000. The third one, $20,000. The fourth one, $25,000. The fifth one, not to be sold.
Oh yeah, I used to see those
with a letter of authentication.
Wow.
A certificate of authentication saying that yes, it was I bought it from
this person,
from the artist.
So is that?
But to be able to do that, you have to control your images.
Okay.
They can't be. You can't be printing everywhere. You have to print it yourself. You have to have your own printer. Before you see it on
on the line,
the road.
Yeah, because what you've just been able to explain is that there's value in what we have.
Yes.
Now, a little bit about, let's look at editing.
Yes.
I know for one, I like raw images. Okay. Like raw images, don't touch it. I think there was a time I did something with someone. I said, don't touch it. Don't Photoshop it. Don't color draw it. Just leave it like that.
Yeah.
Right? But for some other people, they want it edited. What are your thoughts on editing pictures?
First things first, most people don't know what a good image is.
Before we now say, because you know that we have a lot of Photoshop images.
Yeah. Most people don't know what a good image is, one.
Okay.
So that's where education comes in.
Hmm.
Let me give you my own point of view.
Yes, go ahead.
Because also from the person I learned from, he would tell you there's no such thing as a bad picture.
Okay.
It all boils down to the intent of the creator.
Mm.
So it could be that the creator wanted a blur picture.
Okay.
Or he wanted it pitch dark. You have no right to criticize. You have to ask the artist, what was your intention?
Of creating this.
You know? No, it's not a good picture. No, never say that to an artist. It's the worst thing you can do to an artist.
But you know,
you could kill the art in that artist. Wow. Completely with your statements. So you have to be very careful what you say.
To creatives.
In fact, a creative may not talk to you again because of what you just said.
Yeah, but this boils down to perspectives. You create something, and I think that's another issue that I've seen, because some of us are logic, some of us are magic. For a lot of creatives, they are magic.
Yeah.
For some of us, it's logic. And I'm like,
let me give you an example. Picasso's works went to the United States in the early 19th century,
mm-hmm.
and nobody was interested.
They rejected it.
After the Second World War, what happened?
They wanted it.
They wanted it. Now you can't find it.
Okay.
And then if you look at Picasso's work, I stand to be corrected, mm-hmm. but you'll be shocked. There's a little bit of Africa stroke Nigeria in his works. What I mean is, you see drawings or sketches, should I say paintings,
yes.
of soldiers likened to the Benin Kingdom.
That reminds me of all of our works that they've come and take that should return back. Now, as someone passionate about helping people to succeed, what advice would you give aspiring photographers entering the industry today? And from a marketing point of view?
From a marketing point of view, first of all, have a mentor. Yeah.
Everybody says that.
It's too important. This generation needs to be careful with that.
Okay.
Because you learn from those ahead of you. I made mistakes. You will make mistakes. But it's better to learn from someone ahead of you. It's too important. Because those coming behind you need to learn from you. If you don't learn from anybody, I'll tell you the truth, you're in trouble. You won't just know it.
So if somebody's saying, okay, I don't have a mentor.
No, your mentors, you can meet them physically, you can meet them online, you could even meet them in a book.
Now, we're in the era of AI where, you know, that was a craze last year, last year. Everyone was using AI to recreate their pictures. Yeah. A part of me was like, would there still be jobs for photographers?
Okay, let me even say something.
Yes.
From my point of view, when it comes to editing, editing has to be done in such a way that you do not change the personality of the person.
Person, okay.
And let the person recognize them. So when photographing, you photograph to the best that is possible. That's why they say, learn how to boil rice. Let your rice cook well. You understand me?
Yeah.
Don't cook rice half done and say you've learned how to boil rice. So learn your photography to the point where your photography is cooked, not half cooked. So that when you shoot, you need minimal editing. That's it.
Okay.
Not that you turn the person into a baby or a doll.
So what? Because I was at some point like, okay, so what's going to happen to photographers who, now that AI, everybody can, with AI you can do your portraits.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
It makes photography better.
Hmm?
Yeah, I'll tell you why.
Why?
AI feeds off what is existing. AI is learning.
From the humans?
Yeah. Machine learning. You see how it still makes a lot of mistakes.
Yes, it does.
You understand?
It still does.
It has to learn from man. Until man limits himself, that's when AI will mess him up.
But so that
there are places AI will never go. Okay, well, a picture of your village now. Who has it?
You see, you get my angle now.
The picture of your inside your grandmother's room. Oh yeah, AI, go there now.
Richard, be nice. Because you know, it's more or less like any little thing you're hearing AI, and I'm wondering for the life of me, what's going on?
AI is to be learnt for you to use it to enhance your work.
Okay.
AI is not here to replace people. It's only here to replace lazy people.
No, it's going to point where, but even with ChatGPT, if you submit a work or any job, the people Nigerians are not asking, is it your brain work or ChatGPT?
There are hacks around it, but the truth is, that is why, you see, a leader is a reader.
Mm.
If you're not reading, your substance will be told from a distance. Okay, if you're going for an event now and you're to speak, AI will speak for you. If you're reading for a piece of paper, they will know.
Okay, if you're speaking from your mind.
See, I haven't even pushed myself to the limit at all.
Not to not talk of.
You understand me? But you're asking me questions. It has to come from somewhere. Mm. So we need to learn every day. And reading is key.
Hmm.
If you don't read, sorry, there is no quick fix. It won't work. Look, I worked with Kelechi.
Yes, yes.
He comes to the office in the morning.
We should go and drag on
Kelechi. He's looking at visuals.
Back to back.
Back to back. He's looking at Nigerian visuals. He's looking at the baddest hands in the world. Why is this guy's work looking like? Why does he have more value than mine? Those are the questions you need to ask. Okay, how do I need to up my skill in this place? Do I need to up? Those are the questions you ask yourself.
So you keep it's hard learning.
Work. So when you're suffering, nobody sees it. When you start to hammer now, they will say, how come?
Now, so there's in recent times, we've had camera companies like the likes of Sony, Nikon, all of them coming into Nigeria. What do you think is propelling them to Africa, to Nigeria?
Well, the truth is, just like any part of the world, these companies want to come interchange with your culture, apart from the profiting or make or selling their products.
Mm.
You know, that's basically it. They're coming to Nigeria is actually to help photographers first. You know, although there's mixed feelings in that area, but the truth
it's
is
not going to take our images.
So, but we are the custodians
of the stories
we tell here. Are we telling our stories? That's the thing.
Are we telling our stories? The signals on 91.3, we're discussing clicks and capture. And something that I picked from his conversation earlier on is uncommissioned work will still be commissioned. So we should keep taking the pictures.
Yes. Because you see, the way you take pictures, there'll be a trend of how you take your pictures.
They will just know that it's your work.
They will just know, thank you.
They'll just know it's your work.
You keep shooting, keep shooting, keep shooting. 10,000 shots will make you a professional.
10,000 shots. That's what, but you know that all of us, we have... if you said 10,000 shots, if you look at the memory size of pictures of phone of all of the pictures on our phone, sometimes
it's intentional shots too. Intentional.
Okay, 10,000. So let's say it like that. 10,000. let's say 10,000 intentional shots. But I know, how do I know it's intentional?
Because you're going after what you want.
Okay.
You have an intention to create this image, to put a smile on your face. That's the intention.
I want to be little naughty.
You know, your passion is what you hate or what you love.
Sometimes the passion is not passioning.
No, if you don't mix it up with money, your passion will be clear. It's basically what you hate or what you love. What you hate and you want to correct, or what you love and you want to go with.
Hmm. 10,000 intentioned shots makes you a professional. Then how then do we become innovative?
Innovation yes. comes from the point of view of how the usage of the camera or the pictures help society or help individuals, corporate entities, your small business, your family. A picture can heal wounds. A picture can cause war.
Oh yes.
You get what I mean?
Yes.
So what is the intention? So the intention is what really matters. There was a picture of a guy that took, he took a picture of a girl that a vulture was about to eat.
Yes, I saw
you
that.
Heard that one?
Yes, I saw it.
You know the story?
Yes.
Okay. So the issue is...
And it cost a lot of...
Yeah. And I heard that he still took his own life because...
He couldn't just...
The aftermath of what he had done. But you knew the vulture was going to eat the girl.
The child.
Why didn't you save the child?
So here's the thing. You know, sometimes they say pictures can distort stories.
Yes.
Right? So how then do we begin to see... And in the era of fake news that we're in, people tell harsh truths with story, yes. with pictures. Yes. So how can you see a picture and say that, okay, so this is not... Because they say a picture tells a thousand stories. Now, it's either it's, the picture is lying or it's an angle that they took and we're running with it. Well,
first things first, calm down.
Calm down.
Don't jump into conclusion because there are three steps.
Okay.
Assumption, fact, and truth.
Assumption, facts, and truth.
Yes.
So sometimes some people will see facts, some people see the truth, and some people tell you that it's assumption.
Assumption is not never truth. They say it's the mother of all F-ups.
Well,
facts
okay.
can be half-baked and not completely the whole story. True. So, even facts are not good enough.
Until
the whole story, 360, is what's required. So, do not jump into conclusion. That's the first thing. It's like when you watch all these investigative...
Yes. You just see it and start to...
Check out all the details. Attention to details is the most important thing.
Pictures.
Yeah, attention to details. To create pictures, when you see a picture, attention to details, the creator, the environment, all those factors. There are so many factors. It could even be the air.
So here's me thinking like a Nigerian.
Yes.
Like a regular Nigerian. Yes. That, okay, so Richard has spoken about me taking... Having a niche for myself, taking pictures.
Yeah.
I told me that 10,000 in 10 short shots makes me a professional. And you have told me that uncommissioned work would bring me more money. But here's the thing. With the Nigerian brands, do you think they buy pictures? Do you think they buy images?
What kind of Nigerian brands? Okay,
just they just say normal, just normal Nigerian businesses. Yes. Because, you know, unlike some programs, some products and services, you need to exchange. But do we... Say we are buying.
Can I put it this way?
Yes, please.
It all boils down to the education of the person at the helm of affairs.
Okay.
There are some people that are incredibly vast in knowledge and they are zilch when it comes to imagery.
Mm.
Are they telling themselves the truth? Are they humble enough to learn? Photography kind of falls under marketing and communications.
Yes.
You know?
Because you want to put a good image about the business.
Exactly. And advertising plays out there.
Very well.
So attention to details are the core things. Does the set man or set woman understand the place of imagery in their business? Do they respect it? Do they know what it can do to their business? Can it plummet their business and bring it down? The knowledge base of that person. Well, you know, in Nigeria, most of our CEOs, a lot of them are very, very tricky. I'm funny.
Why do you say so?
Because of costs.
Because I want this. Somebody can take the picture in my office.
Yeah, someone can take the picture in your office.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? But can the person take that picture that will make your brand blow?
Okay, so because it's not a business show now, so so how much? Okay, so because it's a business show, so how much is too much for? You're looking very glam. How much we should take a picture? How much should we budget for the to brand our business?
Okay, let's say from ABC point of view.
Yes,
and these are just estimates.
Rough estimates.
And let's not forget what has happened to the naira.
Yes, the naira as
and then
naira
wear and tear on equipment. And then the lack of respect for the skill set of the photographer, which is always disregarded, you know, because what you're paying for in most cases is the mind of the photographer.
Hmm. Okay.
And the experience. Photographer has done a lot of uncommissioned works.
In his money.
That is going to bring out your work in such a way that will bring profit. You get what I mean?
Yes,
so everything is playing out here.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, estimates, photographers, please. These are just estimates.
No, we're talking to business so that
business
they know.
People.
Yes. So and that they know that as the year begins to...
Okay, let's quantify it this way. For a business that generates 10 million, let's say 4% of what they generate is what they use for marketing.
Okay.
So 10 million, 4% of that is what? 10% is 1 million. That's 400,000.
Okay.
Okay. Let's say your campaign is 400,000 for marketing.
Yes.
Photography should take 375% of that. Why? Let me explain.
Okay, good. Because I want to figure out.
The image is the center of everything.
Yes.
Copy, written.
Yes, all of that.
All that. Now let's go look into the image itself. Makeup, hairstylist, what they call it, and all that. Who brings it all together?
The photographer.
Photographer.
Okay. So let's not even go to 10 million. Let's say somebody, a business that generates like $1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's just say that.
That's a bend.
That's at least for somebody who's like, okay, my business generates $1 million a year.
If the business can expand to threefold and you're making $1 million, I don't think
300K is fine.
10%.
Okay.
Is not bad.
Okay. So what I'm asking this is as people begin to, this is the first Saturday in the month of the year. People are resuming on Monday.
Yes.
So that they're like, okay, so we want people to see our businesses better, the kind of image that we are putting out. So if Richard is saying that from a marketing point of view, just budget, let's say 300, 100, let's say 300, 200 to 300.
Well, there's another thing to it too. Regardo.
Richard is going to break the table.
Regard.
Okay. Which regard.
Once the artist sees you are condescending, it's a turn off. It happens a lot in this market.
Yes, I know.
People just disrespect people.
Okay.
And do not, let me put it this way. In most cases, and not all, it is the people that have the least budgets that are disrespectful.
Richard, your time is up. You know why I'm laughing?
Yes.
You know, there's this thing that I used to be a coffee when we say that, okay, small work bring... I don't know how to say it in English. Right? Like small work, plenty money. I used to be like, no, it's not like. But then I began to also grow. I'm like, really? I think it was last year. I just said stress free. Like, you know, you're literally paying for stress free.
Yeah, they need to see that you're doing them a favor to do their work.
Okay. Well,
that's the best way.
If you're regarding
projected that like that to the artist,
that this is very important.
Balanced
to be able to
do the work. At a discount. This is what I tell photographers or artists. If you're doing work like that is almost pro bono, put your actual cost, discount it to the amount you've agreed, and give it to them.
Okay,
so that when they come next time, they won't say, you did it for this. I discounted it to
for
this.
You. Oh, that's good. Thank you so much. My time is up. And to everyone, it's almost like a learning class to everyone who's listening. Uncommissioned work will still, so don't worry, the work that they have not, they will come. And then please let's regard people's work. It's very important.
Yes.
I know creatives can be very but let's share, they say we should regard their work. And if it's for you aspiring photographer that you have only your phone camera, he said 10,000 intention shots, I am out.
Yeah.
So we come your way again next week Saturday, like we always see on Signals Dream again. Thank you, Richard.
Olaluwa
is coming up next for Corridors. So we come your way again on Signals Dream again, create opportunities for people. And because
people come our way again.
So we come your way.